Very exciting day, isn't it? Who would like to see what's in my very exciting box on this very exciting day? If you would like to come and see what's in my very exciting box, please come forward. You will get to eat some of it. If you want to. Come forward. All ages, come forward. And if you're sat back over there and you're feeling like, should I or shouldn't I? Well, you should. But if you choose to stay where you are, we're still going to be sharing some of the treats that are inside my very exciting box with everybody in this room, okay? So no one should go home without, unless for some reason you can't eat chocolate. We've already had Gideon's favourite part of the service. Well, this is mine. This is the Christmas story told through chocolate. Does that sound all right? I love the way you all sat down so nicely. Leeds United top. Is that a Christmas present?
Yes.
Okay. Is that your favourite? You prefer last season's away kit. Okay, well, I'm going to pray for you. There's a Norwich fan over there, and my team play Norwich tomorrow. I really hope that my team get a good result, but here we go. Christmas story told through chocolate. This is it. This was quite an expensive talk to put together, by the way. And I want to say, this is really important, some of what's in my very exciting box is going to be given to people who are really hungry, people who don't have very much. The rest will be shared with people in this room, okay? So this is the Christmas story. This went very well in rehearsal, by the way, and I don't know how it's going to go this morning. Once upon a time, there was a young girl called Mary. And she was engaged to be married to a very nice chap called Joseph. God is the divine matchmaker who brought them together. One day, Mary was doing the housework when she heard a whisper from the angel Gabriel. Gabriel didn't fudge the issue. And got straight to the point. You're going to have a baby. Wow. She was going to be the mother of God's son, Jesus. But how could this be? She wasn't yet married to Joseph, to whom she was engaged. To have a baby outside of marriage would certainly be a topic of conversation. And it would cause a considerable ripple in the village. She told Joseph of God's great plan, but before the baby arrived, political events overtook them. The Romans called a census, and by order, everyone had to travel back to the place they were from. It used to be a marathon. That's an old name for a Snickers bar, okay? Some people in this room remember that. It used to be a marathon for Mary and Joseph to go back and visit their relatives in Bethlehem. But Joseph thought that the breakaway would do them good. And by this time, Joseph may have had a donkey for Mary to travel on. They certainly didn't have double-decker buses back then. When they arrived, it was late. We don't know what time it was, but it was probably well after eight. Joseph tried to find lodgings. But the census was a really good boost to the economy of Bethlehem. And every room was booked. Every room was so busy that no matter where they went, club after club was full. No room, they all said. No room anywhere. Eventually, they were offered the chance to stay in a very small stable for the night. And it was there that the baby was born. They called his name Jesus, which means Saviour, and they laid him in a manger, which was full of uncomfortable, crunchy straw. And Mary was certainly hoping that the animals wouldn't get the munchies in the night. That night some shepherds were in the fields
and they heard singing in the heavens. Angelic minstrels were seen, and they were heard in the night singing glory to God in the highest, and heralding the good news of this wonderful baby boy who was going to change the world. A new king being born in Bethlehem. Oh yeah, there was great reveling with the angels. Completely forgot that. Their Turkish delight filled the shepherds with joy, and they said, let's go and see what's happening in Bethlehem. When they got there, they found Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, who was lying in a feeding trough of all places. It was certainly no bed of roses. I should have said at the start, this talk has been split into two bite-sized chunks. So what's happening now is I'm going to share these roses with all of you at the front. And then if you'd like to pass them back, we will see where they end up. I think Peter is coming to do the next bit. And then later on, I'm going to come and do the second part of our story. So if you want to start over here, take one and pass them on. We'll see what happens. You can either stay at the front or you can come back later on for the next part of the story. I'm really easy about it. Is that all right?
Fantastic. We're going to sing again the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And while we sing this, we're going to take up an offering for God's work this morning. And this morning, all the money that's given will be going to St. George's Crypts, working with rough sleepers and other vulnerable adults in the centre of Leeds. So, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please do sit down.
Some of you have stayed because you know what's coming next. Yeah, do come back. Do come back. Hands up if you did not have a chocolate. And please be honest. Right, we're aiming for you over there and someone over there in the next round. So this is the second half of the chocolate nativity. Did you enjoy the first half?
Yes.
Did you enjoy the chocolates in the first half?
Yes.
All right then. Well, let's carry on because there's more coming. And we need to make sure everybody's had the chance to have one if they would like to. So we left the shepherds, didn't we, on their way to see Mary, Joseph and baby Jesus. So meanwhile, in a country far, far away, there were some wise men. Some people called them smarties. They were busy scanning the galaxy and observing the planets. When they saw an opal fruit, oh sorry, I mean starburst. They saw a starburst in the Milky Way. Could it be Mars? No, it was a special star signaling the birth of a new king. They decided to follow the star, and so they packed a picnic. They did up their buttons. They hopped on their caramels, camels, and set off. I'd love to say I wrote this, but I didn't. They travelled hard and they followed the star and called in to see King Herod to ask him where the new baby was. Herod was very interested. A new king has been born, he mused. He didn't really believe the wise men and he thought them all teasers. As he thought no baby had been born. He said he wanted to go and worship the baby as well, but he wasn't telling the truth. And he told the wise men to go back to him on their way back home to tell him what they had seen. The wise men set off again and eventually found where the baby lay. They were surprised at first because it wasn't a quality street. And I'm just going to go through here and make sure that some people back here who haven't had a chocolate yet, can you please pass them back? And then we'll maybe go that way. It wasn't a quality street, but there's more of the story to tell. Thank you very much. They brought him a veritable bounty of gifts. Gold. And I've got nothing for frankincense and myrrh, but they took those as well. They knelt and worshipped the baby, and then God warned them in a dream that Herod was up to his old Twix. And he wanted to kill the child, which is awful. So they returned to their own country by another route. Mary watched all this and stored it all up in her heart. She knew that the baby was going to be the saviour of the world, that he would love all of us. At Easter, we hear that Jesus came to break the curse of sin and death and give eternal life to all who will believe. Wham! This is the best news you will ever hear. God loved us more than enough to give us his last Rollo. He loved us so much that he sent his one and only son. Baby Jesus grew up into a man. He lived. He died. He rose from the grave. That was my favourite one. You didn't like it very much. But he rose. Shall we share these out at the front? Thank you very much. These are my favourites over here. And that's what this story is. I've lost you now, haven't I? That was bad planning. That's what this story is really all about. Jesus came to save all sorts of people from their sins. He came to show God's love with all sorts of people. People like you and me. So, whatever you do this Christmas, whether you're enjoying chocolate, time with your family, your favourite presents, whatever it is, don't flake out. Thank you. Follow Jesus now, and he will be with us forever. Merry Christmas. May we enjoy the chocolates And may the truth of this story stay with us so much longer than these, which will be gone in a couple of seconds. Thank you for listening. That was the Chocolate Nativity. Enjoy your Christmas.